It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Billy police are investigating a deadly hit and run that happened in Fairmount Park early this morning. As KYW's Tim Jimenez reports, a woman who may have been in a wheelchair was killed.
This happened on Reservoir Drive near Diamond Drive. There are athletic fields around, but it's not a well-lit area with only a few street lights. About 2 in the morning, police say a woman was crossing the street when a driver came by and hit her.
We know that this female was hit with such force, she was launched out of one of the boots that she was wearing.
Chief Inspector Scott Small says the victim was either in a wheelchair or pushing one.
And the wheelchair has several broken parts that came off of the wheelchair still on the scene.
And police say there was debris left behind from the car, may have been gray or silver. Police are trying to figure out who the driver is and where they went. There are real-time crime cameras north and south of the crash site, so police will be looking to see if the damaged car involved in this deadly hit and run is in any of the footage. In Fairmount Park, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Former President Trump's town hall event in Oaks, Montgomery County last night was disrupted twice for people fainting. KYW's Nina Baratti reports.
Donald Trump kicked off his town hall at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center Monday night, a little behind schedule, but still to an enthusiastic audience of several thousand people.
You know, we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole thing.
Yes.
The town hall had to be briefly paused twice for apparent medical emergencies in the audience. The former president stopped the event for both and resumed his answering to only a handful of questions, mainly centered around the economy, energy costs, and the border.
1 year from January 20th, we will have your energy prices cut in half all over the country.
Trump also criticized his opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, and President Joe Biden on several instances.
She's more dangerous than him, but he's actually smarter than her. I never thought I'd say that.
She, meanwhile, campaigned in Erie. To end his Monday night town hall, Trump asked for music to be blasted through the speakers.
Go and vote. Let me hear that music, please.
Nina Baratti, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Vice President Kamala Harris has released an economic opportunity plan aimed at specifically black men, a group that some polls suggest is gravitating towards Republican Donald Trump. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports she got a boost from Philadelphia's black Muslim leaders.
The League of Muslim Voters of the Delaware Valley endorsed Harris, condemning gender bias that's being blamed for a lack of enthusiasm about Harris among some black male voters. Labor leader Ryan Boyer pointed to Harris's new plan for $1 million fully forgivable loans for black entrepreneurs as one reason to get enthusiastic.
That is the vital startup capital that young African-American entrepreneurs need.
Boyer also argued that Harris was better aligned with Muslims on the divisive issue of the war in Gaza.
We can all agree what's going on to the people in Gaza is wrong, and it needs to be improved. But I would much rather have that conversation with President Harris than the Orange 45 guy.
With a race in Pennsylvania so close, Philadelphia's estimated 300,000 Muslims are an important voting bloc to keep in the Harris camp. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The 38th annual AIDS Walk Philly 5K kicks off this Sunday to support people living with HIV disease in Philadelphia. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
HIV may not be on the minds of many as it once was, but over 18,000 people in Philadelphia are currently living with HIV disease. According to the CDC, 18% of people living with HIV disease report unstable housing or homelessness, 42% have a disability, and 33% live below the poverty line.
We're a fund of last resort when people fall behind on their rent or utilities and are about to be evicted because of that. We can step step in with a micro grant.
That's Rob Reichert, executive director of AIDS Fund. He says the micro grants, which average around $440, are oftentimes a lifeline for those struggling. They've also provided nutritious food, beds, walking canes, hearing aids, glasses, and more. Reichert says tremendous strides have been made in the treatment of HIV. However,
where we're falling short is getting people into care and keeping them in care. And that's why the AIDS Walk is so important, because we help keep people in care.
Sign up for Sunday's walk at AIDSWalkPhilly.org. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins, all on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.